Let's hear now from teachers who are having trouble pursuing their chosen career. An estimated 250,000 educators face layoffs in the coming year as states cut school funding to balance budgets. That number comes from the American Association of School Administrators. And many teachers name job uncertainty as one of the biggest downsides of the profession. NPR's Larry Abramson spent time with two teachers here in Los Angeles who are worried about their next paycheck.
At Graham Elementary School in South Los Angeles, drama teacher Misty Monroe gets to see students during a rare moment in their day. When she's teaching them, they aren't angsting over some high-stakes test.
Today, let's have you line up like pirates.
Misty Monroe is an itinerant drama teacher. Every day, she visits a different L.A. school and brings a little art into kids' lives. Despite 8 years with the L.A. Unified School District, Monroe has gotten an unwelcome present at the end of this year, a layoff notice.
This will be my second year.
Many school districts are required to send out layoff notices in the spring, even if they think they will rehire workers. Many teachers are recalled over the summer. That's what happened to Misty Monroe last year. But she says the suspense of having unemployment hanging over your head is unnerving.
The sad part is that morale dips so drastically once the pink slips go out, because the worry begins about family, mortgage, and stuff like that.
Whether the cause is budget cuts or shrinking enrollment, some teachers face this prospect year after year. Despite all the hubbub about union contracts and how tough it is to fire bad teachers, junior teachers have little protection against the layoff acts. Just ask Roya Prudhomme. After 4 years with the Los Angeles Unified School District, Prudhomme gets the same letter every spring.
For the past 3 years, I've gotten a pink slip every single year.
At her apartment in downtown Los Angeles, Roya Prudhomme pulls out this year's personal communication from the school district.
As you may be aware, the Los Angeles Unified School District continues to face a dire financial situation. While the district hopes that solutions may be found to mitigate this crisis, it is with sincere regret that I must send you this letter at this time.
Getting a job at the Miguel Contreras Learning Complex was the fulfillment of a dream. Prudhomme teaches English here. It's a big urban high school full of mostly low-income students, just the population she wants to serve. Her supervisor here, Nova Mesa, says it's just a bad time.
You can't blame the district. You can't blame, I guess, the schools necessarily. I just feel like education in the state of California is in dire straits.
Many blame state laws and union contracts that say teachers must be laid off according to seniority. But many teachers I spoke with say ending seniority rights just isn't the answer. That would just make them feel more insecure. In addition to teaching sophomore English, Prudhomme runs what's known as an advisory, a group of students who stay with her throughout high school. Junior Jackie Vasquez came to a park near downtown to talk about the fate of her favorite teacher. Vasquez says she has struggled in high school, but Prudhomme stayed on her.
She's always asking me, how am I doing, how are my other classes? She always pushes me.
You need that.
Yeah, I do. Because I just tend to slack off and not care.
Prudhomme took Jackie and some other students on a college tour of Northern California last year at her own expense. They will be among the first in their families to go to college. Jackie knows that getting into the University of California at Berkeley would be a reach for her, but she is jazzed by the prospect.
Berkeley, wow. Well, Berkeley was a beautiful place, like a place where it was very liberal. You know, you could be whatever you want, you could do whatever you want, and you're not going to be judged.
Roya Prudhomme could search for jobs in other districts, but all of them are facing budget pressures, and she'd have to give up what little seniority she has. Charter schools are another option she's considering. But for now, she's stuck on her school and on the kids here and doesn't want to leave. So until school ends later this month...
I teach as though I don't have a pink slip. I teach as though I'll be teaching forever.
Larry Abramson, NPR News.